And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
The ongoing and ill-conceived effort of conservative politicians, privatization advocates, and for-profit companies to rapidly expand the number of charter schools in North Carolina continues to wreak havoc with traditional public schools, particularly in rural areas. As a news story by NC Policy Watch education reporter Greg Childress documented last week, leaders in Granville County are likely to soon close three traditional public schools due to the number of families being wooed away to charters there and in surrounding counties. This isn't the way charters were supposed to work. When the concept was introduced, charters were sold as, quote, incubators of innovation that would aid traditional schools, not depopulate them. Unfortunately, thanks to a variety of reasons, including the fact that they get to choose the students they want rather than being required to take all comers, charters compete on an unlevel playing field and have become a tool to undermine traditional public schools and promote resegregation. The bottom line, if North Carolina's experiment is really going to work, charter schools need to serve as true partners of the public schools, not cutthroat competitors. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.